what do you do for a living?
I am a computer company. I want a computer. Money. How it works? I've been at work. I have worked there since 3 minutes after I graduated practically. Now, I graduated when I was 17 in June of 65, and I went to Keybridge School for 2 weeks, no, 6 weeks. I don't know how long I was Keybridge for. But I started working at where I work on September the 27th, 1965. So I've been there for 13 years. Yes, of course, I'm in my 14th year.
Where did you come out at work?
I didn't really. I mean, I was a key punch operator for the first 3 years, 4 years that I worked there, and then the computer operator that they had got pregnant and decided to get married.
Okay.
So they trained me for the job of computer operator. And I sort of just, like, well, the woman that I worked with, who is now my boss, my supervisor, I told her, like, in the very beginning, when, you know, once we were close enough friends and I felt that, you know, she liked me enough to accept it and all this other stuff, I told her that I was a lesbian. And when Sandy started, and Sandy and I had our affair, like, we both worked at the same place, which made things kind of sticky. I told Ruth about the fact that Sandy and I were having an affair. And she didn't, you know, she thought it was really a bad idea and all that, but she didn't try to stop me from it. She helped me through it when, you know, when it ended. It's always been my good friend, you know, as far as being on my side. And it's very hard for her to be on my side. She's a very devout Catholic, and, you know, the church is against it. And I don't know, I would hope she could be this good with her own daughter, you know, but I don't think she can handle it as well if it was her own child. She can be a little more objective because I don't belong to her. She didn't spawn this evil thing. But I've been out at work, I wear men's clothes to work. I wear men's dress pants and men's dress shirts. I've been doing that for about 6 years, 5 years? How long have I been doing that? Is that doing it when I was with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. That's about 5 years, I guess. 6 years, maybe. Something in that general area. Somewhere around six or more. Okay, I would say at least 6 years. And I started doing that just kind of very, very duly. They relaxed the dress code at work in, like, it must have been 71 or 72. I don't know, something in that area.
Then you didn't have to wear skirts.
Yeah, you didn't have to wear dresses anymore. Women could wear pantsuits or coordinated slack top sets.
Yeah.
You know, slack tops and vests, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So when they did that, I immediately ran out. I didn't have to run out. I owned, you know, a bunch of men's dress pants because I wore men's dress pants when I went out to the bars.
Yeah.
And dress shirts and vests. And I started to sort of gradually, you know, like, you know, 3 days a week I'd wear girls' pants, and the other 2 days I'd wear men's, and then, you know, I gradually got into it. I asked Ruth about it when she was made supervisor of operations. You know, I asked her how she felt about the clothes I wore to work, and she said, "You didn't give a shit, you know, what I wore to work. It was up to me what I wore to work." She is my immediate superior, so she is the one that would fire me in the event that, you know, I was to get fired. My department head, well, we're on the fourth department head since I've worked there. And Ruth has always been kind of like go-between,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me and my department head. She kind of breaks in the department head as to the situation with the senior computer operator.
Yeah.
And the department head asks any questions that may arise, and, you know, and they kind of work it out between themselves. As far as the whole rest of the place goes, everybody in the office knows that I'm a lesbian. I don't run around screaming dyke, 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 but, you know, I also do not talk about boys.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about my lover at work. Everybody in my department knows, you know, like, that's something. I mean, I'm training a girl now, and I think the third day she was there, I told her that I was a lesbian. I had asked her the first day if she was married, and she said no. The third day she said, "Well, you asked me, now I'm going to ask you, are you married?" And I said, "No, I'm not married, I'm gay." And she said, "Oh!" you know, that explains it. And that was it. You know, she's 26 years old. She's hip. She don't give a shit. Everybody knows, the only women, I imagine, the only women in the office, you know, like, they just kind of been paying attention to it because it's easier not to. I'm not especially blatant, but I don't take any pains to hide it, you know, or cover it up. I wear what I want to wear to work. I wear men's clothing for the most part because it's more comfortable on me. I feel better in it. It lasts longer. Costs more, but it lasts longer. And it's what I want to have on my body, you know, and it's my body and I should be able to put what I want on it. And, you know, like, every day I have contact with the president of the company. I mean, I don't have contact, I see him every day. You know, his office is on the corner that I have to go past at least 6 times a day. And he sees me, you know, like, all the time. The only person that I would have to fear is either him or the next guy down, who is, like, the vice president. But that's not what their titles are. Their titles are different, but that's what their capacities are, basically, in the Buffalo Division. My boss can fire me, Ruth, and my department head, Don, can fire me, and those two men can fire me. The president-type guy, I'm not important enough to worry about firing. The next guy down, we had a little bit of a been going for a while, so I don't think he'll fire me.
What does that mean?
Him and I kind of got it on one time at an office picnic. And
how long ago was that?
I don't even know. I really don't know. I have no idea. I can't remember. It hasn't been within the last 3 years. The last 3 years, the office picnics have been family picnics. They changed and they don't go anymore. It was at least 3 years ago, but don't ask. I don't know if it was 4 years ago. It was probably between 4 and 8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was just one little incident. He was very curious about my being bisexual. See, when I first came out, I let it kind of come out that I was bisexual.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I kind of switched over to the other side of being, you know, homosexual. And he thought I was bisexual, and he wanted to get it on with me and my lover because he thought it would be real neat. Now, he's a married man, and he now has 2 children. He had none at the time, but he does have 2 kids now. He asked me if I thought that my lover would be inclined to, or he asked me if I would indulge in a menage a trois. And I said that, who did he have in mind? And he said he really didn't know. And I said, what about your wife? Because I had met his wife, and she's very attractive. Her name is Linda, too, as a matter of fact. And he said that his wife would never do anything like that. And I said, well, my lover wouldn't do anything like that either. And I didn't even remember who my lover was or if she would or wouldn't or what. But when he left that night, I I don't even want to talk about it. It was terrible. But I don't think he will.
You're laughing. It's terrible.
I don't think he'll fire me.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, it does.
How do you feel about, okay, is that the last guy you slept with?
I didn't sleep with him. I just took care of his needs.
I see. Okay.
I guess it's the last, I guess he was the last man I had sexual, any kind of sexual contact with.
Now, you've talked about your relationship with Jerry, and this and all the other guys, and and you've had, like, strong sexual feelings for men at times.
I still do sometimes. I'm still attracted to men once in a while. Mm-hmm. Men bodies, not men themselves.
Does that
bodies.
Seem inconsistent at all with your with like
no,
your
no, because, okay, there's this guy at work. This is the whole thing in a nutshell. It really puts down the whole way it elucidates the situation. Okay. There's this man at work. Every time I see him, I get so turned on. I cannot believe it. I mean, he is so utterly sexy. I can't stand it. He's got this body that is just, it won't quit. He's the kind of man that I've always been sexually attracted to, okay, when I was sexually attracted to men. He's very compact, stocky. He's got
little bodies.
Nice shoulders, you know, and just, you know, real sexual. Now, whenever I see him, I get real turned on, but I get turned on so that I want to go home and make love to Kathy. I'm not attracted to him anymore. I don't want to have sex with him. when I see him, I get sexually aroused and I want to go home and have sex with my lover, which is very weird. I don't understand that at all. That only just came to light over this, like, the last two. He's only been working there for about 4 months, I think. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw him, I just got, and I want to go home and just, you know, marathon for 3 days and four nights. It's amazing. That's the only sexual attraction I feel that has to do with men anymore. I haven't been sexually attracted to a man in years. I haven't wanted to have sex with a man in years and years. I have wanted to have sex with Kathy like a man would have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that desire, you know, that is different.
Yeah.
You get different, I mean, you feel like you want to do this or do that or do the other thing, you know, mm-hmm. And I felt that I wanted to have sex with Kathy the way a man would have sex with Kathy, which, at this point, is really difficult. But we talked about that too, and we will do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not.
Do you think that a lot of gay women are attracted to men at times, or very few, or do you know?
Most of the women that I know right now, you know, we don't talk about it too much. I don't, I don't know that many people anymore. I mean, my circle of friends has cut down considerably since I've been with Kathy, because I tend to center my life around my lover. I don't have a great deal of outside interest when I am with a lover. We have friends, you know, other couples that we see. There is Sandy and Walter, and, you know, like my family.
And then a few other lesbian couples.
Yeah, and a few other lesbian couples that we see, and that's about it. And what little once a month type of, you know, going out to the bars that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really have too many friends right now. You know, I don't need friends when I have a lover. I don't feel the need to have a lot of extraneous things going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
is it easier for you to be in a relationship as far as like feeling, I don't know, secure, supported by a group or whatever? You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Your life centers around your relationship for the most part, and the few people that you do see are coupled people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see other single people too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're a single person in the community, what does your friendship group look like at that point? Is there friends that are just couples?
Mm.
Or both?
I think I kind of maintain the friends that I had with whoever I was with last. I maintain them for a certain period of time, and then I've been latching into a new relationship pretty quickly. I mean, since Gypsy and I finished, I've been with like maybe five or six women just in that period of time between her and
short
me. They were short relationships. And that was when Ricardo's was still happening, and I liked going to Ricardo's. I was comfortable there, you know, so I would go there by myself. I don't have any, my closest friend is Sandy. I don't have friends that I go out with, you know. If Kathy and I were to break up, I'm not even sure. I would probably maybe just slum around for a while, like by myself, I think. Because this relationship is important, and I think I would maybe sit back for a while before I try to get into another relationship. But with the bar scene being tight, I mean, that's the only place I've ever gone, you know, is to the bars. I never went to the center very much, you know, hardly ever at all.
You mean the gay center, the gay center?
I've never...
Ever been involved in the gay movement at all?
Not really, no. I don't know. It's because when I'm with a lover, I really don't do anything else. I mean, my whole life really becomes sort of centered around that person. I do very, I mean, being over here, I think this is the first time that I've done something. No, it's the second time that I've been alone, you know, out somewhere without Kathy, you know, since we've been together. And it's not, you know, it's not bad. I mean, it's the way I don't mind it being this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the way it has to be. I mean, if I want to do something, I can.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, no, last Sunday night it was, I did go to Sandy and Walter's house. And like during the day now, like if he's in school, I go to Sandy sometimes during the day. You know, and that's it. I don't go out at night, you know. I just really center myself. My life becomes, you know, centered around my lover, and Kathy is that kind of person too, you know, so we don't do that much separate. You know, we're mostly almost always together.
And you have animals and...
Yeah, we got
cats and kids. So you have responsibilities at home to take care of.
Yes, we do. And we're trying to get the house fixed up a little bit more than it was. You know, we did some stuff in it, and there's still more, but like we didn't know. So we don't do it right now. But, I went and took an auto mechanics course. You know, I signed up for this auto mechanics course when I was still living on Chestnut Ridge. And it was like supposed to be 10 weeks on Wednesday nights, and I went to like two classes. You know, and the others I didn't go to the classes with because I wanted to stay home with Kathy. I didn't feel like going to those classes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I did it because I was going through a 10-minute period of where I thought I should have outside interest, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll do that. Like, I'll get real itchy feet and I'll think, well, I got to get myself together and get some outside interest because I'm, you know, really stagnating to death just staying home with Kathy or going out with just Kathy. But then, you know, I gave it up an outside interest and then I... Mm-hmm. Stay home and be with her. And then I worry about it a lot because of asthma. I don't like leaving her alone at night because I get scared she's going to have an asthma attack and die on me. I'll kill her. Never speak to her again.
You and Kathy have a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. Do most of the gay couples that you know have monogamous relationships?
As far as I know, they do. although I don't know about Diane and Nancy, they might. Nancy is in California with Sue. I don't know, they'll be back tomorrow, I think it is. They've been gone for 3 weeks. Nancy was one of my little flirties between Gypsy and Kathy. And I could have gotten really into Nancy, I think, but she's just like Gypsy. And I was smart enough to pull back from that relationship before I couldn't anymore. But her and Diane, they are mostly monogamous, but I think they both screw around and threaten everyone a lot. Like, if you do it, I'll do it, you know, and then they both do it anyways.
Okay.
Sue doesn't have a lover. Sue and Sue are kind of lovers, but they're not really going together anymore.
Yeah.
Even Bounce, as far as I know, are. Bobby and Diane are.
Yeah.
Although I wonder about Bobby sometimes. She's an asshole. She fucks up that relationship. I'll kill her. Exactly. Diane's a really nice person.
Yes.
Didn't really know Diane until just, when they moved.
Yeah.
We were in their house once before that, and Diane got stoned and fell asleep on the floor. And the day they moved was when I really talked to her, and she is really a together person. She's really neat, you know. I think she's real good for Bobby, you know. And she's older again, you know, like Bobby needs to be with somebody that will say, now don't do that, you know, or get out and do this, you know. Bobby's changed a lot. I never was too buggy about Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And when Kathy asked me if I would help them move, I said, oh, for Christ's sake, you know, you gotta do this to me. I don't even like Bobby. You know I don't like Bobby. Well, she's my friend. Because Kathy and Bobby have been friends for a few years now, I guess. Yeah. And they had a little brief fling. And I said, you know, I really don't like Bobby. And she said, well, no. So I did. And then we were over there once since they moved, and that time before. And Bobby has changed a great deal. And like when I first met Bobby, she was under this cloud of suspicion for some kind of something that had gone on at the center. Something about her stealing money or something. I don't know what that was all about. And she was a convict. You know, and I said, oh my God, I don't want to know a convict. You know, I don't like this kind of person. And she was mean and rough looking and everything. So I guess I never really gave her a chance. I just was put off by her reputation preceded her, which was unfortunate. You know, she's really not such a bad person, you know, and I didn't know that. And I think she maybe has changed to, you know, to a degree. I don't think she doesn't swear as much as she used to. I know that her mouth has cleaned up its act a lot, which is amazing. But, and then Pammy and Barb are friends of Kathy's. They're definitely monogamous. They're in the closet as well. They're much more monogamous than being in the closet.
Are most of the couples you know in role-playing relationships?
Pammy and Barb aren't. put them in the closet. What else can they do besides be in the closet? It's so boring to be in the closet. Bobby and Diane are, yeah, I would say they are. Diane and Nancy. Nancy's definitely a fan. And Sue number one, the older Sue, the one that's my age and is cute like me, she has always struck me as being butch, and she does not consider herself butch or femme. She is very against labels. She gets hysterical if you bring up butch femme type things. She hates it. So I said, excuse me, you're an idiot. And her sometime lover is a jock. Again, okay, we have another jock situation, and I don't know what she is. You know, she's, I mean, I dance with her and I lead, so I don't know, but she's danced with Nancy and she leads, so, you know, it's one of those, you know, I mean, that's part of it too, is who leads when you dance, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never danced with anybody, you know, where they led, you know, most of it. I mean, I lead, I always lead, you know, so that they can lead.
And then there's the other couple, you know, that live in this house. You're just commenting on all the couples that you know.
Mouse is a jack. See, but you're a femme to me. You know,
if I
had to give you a label, if there was down to that, then you would be femme because I was butch and you were femme, so you were always. Like Gypsy. Now, Gypsy is very desperately trying to be butch. I mean, she wants to be butch because butches never get hurt, you know. And Gypsy's
the truth.
Yeah. The thing is, Gypsy is lovers with Kathy, which knocks me out, you know, I mean, it's so...
Oh, this is your first Kathy?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
She's lovers with my first Kathy. Well, I don't know if they're lovers now, but they're seeing each other very steadily.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's exclusive or not or what, but Gypsy is trying very hard to be butch because butches don't get hurt. Kathy is a taker. She's still a taker, just like she always was. Maybe they'll make it because they will be able to feed into each other or something. I'm not sure, but it's very strange. Gypsy is trying so hard to be butch, and she will never, ever be butch to me. She'll always be femme to me. And Gypsy was always... Gypsy's not a jock, but she was always an it. She was always very careful not to be butchy or not to be femmy. Kathy has always been femme to me because she was when I was with her. There was still closety type days, and she was very femmy. She tried to go butch when she was with Sharon. She got into being kind of on the butchy side, but she would never be butched. You know, like the people that I've been with, particularly, everybody that I've been with has always been a femme, just because I've always been butch. You know, like it doesn't matter.
So it's a relational kind of thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Doesn't matter.
How did you learn how to be a butch?
Took lessons from Shane.
No joke. Did you watch? It's real funny. Did you watch Shane?
I observed people to a point, I guess. Part of it, I think, happened when I came out in the bar, like at the villa. Like I was a wreck. You know, I was a total, complete wreck. I had no idea what to do. I mean, I just, you know, like, what do you do when you're in a bar? You don't just walk up to somebody and say, do you want to dance? You don't even know how to dance, for Christ's sake. What are you going to do? So I just stood there a lot and chewed gum and was cool. You know, and leaned up against the bar and watched everything, which, you know, was aloof, and it was butchish appearing because friends always fiddled around and talked to everybody and were cute, you know, and I was up there, you know, instead of, I was, and I guess I kind of got into being butch from that, and then I watched all these people that were constantly.
Was Shane, in fact, one of the people that you watched?
I don't really remember. I think she might have been, but I didn't know her at the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't know her. I didn't really meet her until I knew you. That was how I met her.
Yeah.
She may have been around. I don't really recall. I know there was, I can think of, like, maybe four or five women who were extremely masculine. I mean, to the point of like I was not sure for the first couple of minutes.
If they were living.
Yeah, if they were not. And you don't find too much of that anymore, except on Shane. But I haven't seen Shane in a long time. I guess I just kind of watched what they did, and I really mostly did what came to me, you know, what was natural for me to do, which was really to be very aloof and to back away from everything and let everybody come to me, you know, and just kind of, and that was there was shyness. I mean, it didn't have anything to do with being butch. It was just because I didn't know what to do. I mean, I didn't know how to go up to a girl and say, do you want to dance? So I would wait for some little cutie to kind of just nuzzle up to me at the bar, and then, oh, hi, you know, and then we could start from there, you know. And then I became aggressive when the girl would express an interest in me being interested. Then I could be interested once I got the okay.
Does that seem to be the social, social rule is the femmes make the first move and then the butches make, you know.
I don't think it's like that now.
Monogamy
is on its way out for starters right now. Close to spin by. Monogamy is biting the dust in many, in a lot of things that I can see right now. There's these young kids that are coming out now. It's a parade. today's Toys for Tots on Grand Street too. I can't get home until.
Oh, it is parade. It really is parade.
It is parade.
I certainly will date this day. It's the day of the parade.
I think that the young kids that are coming out are not into monogamous relationships. They do a lot of running around, a lot of being jocks and having fun, as opposed to getting serious, you know, and
buckling down. Do you think it would be more fun if you were younger? Can you imagine being
like that? No, see, it's always been my goal to be with one person. And maybe it's because these kids are kids, you know. I mean, I feel so old sometimes, it's unbelievable. I get these 19 and 20-year-old kids in the bars, and I just get overwhelmed with my age. I mean, they are so numb, you know, and they bounce around in their jock socks and their jock shorts and go to Brockport and don't take anything very seriously, you know, except maybe school. And I don't even know if they take school very seriously. And I don't even get the impression that eventually they're gonna, you know. It's just like, of course I don't know any of them real well, because I have no common ground, you know, with those people.
Can you imagine what has brought on those changes? Do you think that, okay, go ahead, answer that one first, because that was going to interject something else.
I think it's probably just an offshoot of the general societal trend. I think most young people nowadays, not just homosexuals, young lesbians, but young straight people, are more loose about, like, you know, we don't have to get uptight and get married immediately. We can play for a while. And, you know, like 10 years ago, you went from from mommy and daddy's house to husband's house or to wife's house, and that was about the extent of it. You weren't supposed to be doing a lot of playing around in between. And now, I mean, there's the discos, and you go out every night and you have a good time. I think it's just a general trend, you know, a general, complete societal thing, in Buffalo at least. But like most of the people that I know that are my age, their goal is to be with one person, you know. I mean, that was what they started out with. I mean, it was in the back of the mind anyway. Was, you know, eventually there's going to be just one person. My mother always thought I was promiscuous because I saw, you know, a number of people. And my mother accused me of promiscuity because I slept with, you know, three different girls in a year. I mean, big deal. You know, I mean, nowadays, it's like, if you don't sleep with at least three different girls a week, you're in big trouble, because, you know, that means there's something wrong with you, and you're supposed to be out there doing it and comparing notes and stuff or something. I don't know. I'm talking about straights and gays. It's very, I mean, I have seen things. The last time I went out to the bar, I saw this girl come on to a friend of mine, and I was just amazed that they did what they did. I mean, I thought they had been seeing each other for a number of weeks, and I didn't find out until we left the bar that they had just met that night. I couldn't believe the physical activity that was going on between those two people in a public place And they just met each other that evening. I was just amazed. I mean, it's not something that I would even do now with Kathy, or would have done at the end of the third year with Gypsy, because I'm not into that kind of garbage, I guess. But there's a lot of people just running around doing it, you know, and having a good time and not worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow probably is going to come, but it's bound to be rotten or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the problem is.
Do you recall when the immigration came to Buffalo? And do you think that it's made any difference?
I don't remember.
Maybe your first contact with the movement of people in it, or the women's group.
I went to Christopher Street. Right in New York. I went to the Christopher Street March in New York.
Okay.